The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way." A voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths." John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. And this is what he proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. For God, one day is like 1,000 years. When we enter into a relationship with God, we are able to transcend our focus on immediate gratification, and we realize who God is and who we are. A reality that goes even beyond time. One thing we discover is that the old man, the godless person, can indeed know about investment and even contribution. In Christ, we are able to enter into a level of love that calls for immolation. That means complete giving of self. Perhaps you've heard the story of the farm animals who desire to celebrate for the farmer his birthday. And the chicken says, "I got it. I'm going to contribute my eggs. And you, cow, you will give the milk. And then you, pig, you will give us the ham." And the pig thinks about it for a while and he says, "Wait a minute. For you, it's a contribution. For me, it's total commitment." Can we understand the difference? The Lord did not contribute to our salvation. He gave himself completely, total commitment. That is the way of the Lord. Isaiah never saw the day of the Lord. He lived about 6 centuries before the coming of Jesus. He fulfilled his life announcing, preparing the people of God for his coming, for something they will never see, but needed to prepare the way. John the Baptist, the beloved of God, lived all his life in asceticism, preparing the way of the Lord. He left the city, went to live a very profound, radical life in the desert, to focus on prayer and scripture, to be able to be used by the Lord as the precursor, the one who prepares the way. It is only in this way that God could use him so powerfully. And he did not see the resurrection of the Lord. He himself was decapitated for fulfilling his mission. Total commitment. Immolation of his life. We will never be free. We will never participate fully in the life of Christ unless we do the same. My brothers and sisters, by the way, that is also the key for fulfillment in marriage, for fulfillment in life, to give yourself completely without expecting a specific return, but rather just trusting in the Lord and realizing that your vocation in itself of giving, of sacrificing, is fulfillment. It is going beyond the way of the normal old man. We want instant coffee, we want instant communications, instant everything. And the Lord teaches us to go beyond. Just give yourself to me. Another trait that is so important that John the Baptist teaches us is coherence in life. He lived what he preached. He himself became a witness by his life, by his humility. You know, he was the son of a priest. He could have said, "I am the son of Zechariah." No such thing. He said, "I am a voice crying out in the desert. Prepare the way of the Lord." He didn't use his titles, his family line, to gain credit for himself. He was so humble, he said, "I'm not even worthy to untie the sandals of the one I'm preparing the way for." You know, untying sandals, that is the work that was relegated to the last of the servants. It is a job that anybody could do. Taking care of the sandals of the master, it's something that today we train doggies to do. You know, we train a dog to bring the sandals. And John the Baptist is saying, "I'm not even worthy to do that for my master." And yet this awesome humility did not nullify him. He did not sit in some corner saying, "I'm no good, I'm unworthy." But rather, this humility was the basis for his courage, for his audacity, to even confront the Pharisees in the preaching, in the announcing of the coming of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, this is what every Christian vocation is about. Preparing the way of the Lord in our workplaces, in our homes, with our friends, through humility, through this openness to the Lord, to have the courage to communicate to others the joy, the expectation that we are living. The times are so urgent. Can you see it? Do you realize the darkness that is encroaching us? The ignorance about God, about Christmas? We don't even say Merry Christmas. Now we say season greetings. You know, let us greet one another because we are in winter. Isn't that sad? And we are so afraid to break through that mold of secularism and be who we are. If we don't do it, we lose what we are. And we no longer are worthy of the name Christian. Christianity for many years, I'm afraid, has grown in many hearts to be something like folkloric, something cute, something nice that makes me feel religious, that cannot hold us any longer. We need to prepare the way of the Lord in our hearts. And when the prophet Isaiah says, make straight the ways of the Lord, he goes on to say, every mountain shall be made low. Moving a mountain in those times was an amazing endeavor. It took years. It took the whole population, bucket by bucket, and then raising up the valleys to make straight the way for the Lord. The Lord will not come to us unless we want Him. And we don't want Him unless we commit ourselves for His coming and are willing to make our mountains low and fill the valleys. Our rationalizations, our laziness, our pride, our ways of thinking, everything needs to be transformed. Everything needs to be made new in the light of the Lord who is coming. My brothers and sisters, this is hard work. And that is why we need time. That is why things are not instant quick. What happens to a baby if he's born before the 9 months? It's a premature baby. That baby is going to be very delicate, in great danger. Likewise, we cannot waste this time. We have to let it happen. Wait for the day of the Lord. Prepare yourselves. It's not a waiting of just folding your arms and waiting for it to happen. It's a waiting time of great endeavor, of great preparation, of conversion, of seeking to be a new creation in Christ. May the Lord give us the grace to live fully this Advent as men and women who prepare the way of the Lord.